One of the most famous ocean liners afloat retires today. After more than 40 years at sea, the Queen Elizabeth II docks for the last time at her port in England. When she first launched, the QE2 was one of the largest, fastest passenger vessels in the world. Captain Ian McNaught has served on board since 1987.
We spend most of our time cruising out of Southampton in the summer months, up to Norway. We do Mediterranean cruises. We come across to the States in the autumn for the fall. And then in the winter months, we leave Southampton at Christmas time, and we don't come back home again until the end of April. And we go all the way around the world in a nice, leisurely pace.
You know, the QE2 has such a rich history from the last 40 years. What do you want listeners to know about what this vessel has been through?
Gosh, where do you start? She's had a tremendous history right from day one, being christened by Her Majesty the Queen. She was at the bicentenary for America's celebration. She was at the rededication of the Statue of Liberty. She served her country during the Falklands campaign. She's had a fantastic and busy history.
What is your favorite moment from your 20-plus years aboard the QE2?
I suppose one of the biggest days for me was earlier this year in June when I was host to Her Majesty the Queen. She came down for lunch and a final look around the vessel, and I was the host to her on behalf of the ship's company. That was a fantastic day for me and a great honor.
How do you relate to this vessel? Does it feel like a beloved old car, like a home?
It's a little like being married, really, I think, to be honest. It's a little bit of a love-hate relationship. Happily, there's more days when I love her than I hate her.
Any big disaster or mishap that you'll never forget?
Oh, you know, it's a big and it's a complicated piece of machinery, and there are days when things go wrong. One of the big days was about 5 years ago. We were going across the North Atlantic, and we were steaming what we thought was a safe distance south of a hurricane system, and we encountered one of these big freak waves that was 96 feet high, and this huge wave came crashing down on top of the forward end of the ship at 1:30 in the morning. But like the true thoroughbred she is, she just shook it off, and off we went, and we arrived a little bit late in New York with a few handrails bent here and there, but she's a great ship, and that's what she was built for.
Now, the ship is on its way to becoming a floating hotel in Dubai. You are taking her on her final voyage today. How do you feel?
Mixed emotions, really. Very, very sad that the final cruise has come, but every good thing comes to an end sometime, and it's the right time for her to retire gracefully and go to a new way of life out in Dubai as a luxury hotel.
Before you disembark from the ship for the last time, what's the last thing you'll do?
I think the last thing I'll do is to go and stand quietly on the bridge and just look at this ship. She's a fantastic-looking ship, and just savor that moment, I think, before I have to close the door for the last time.
Captain Ian McNaught at the helm of the QE2. He began with the ship as a second officer more than 20 years ago. Captain McNaught, very good to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
There was a bit of bad luck this morning when the QE2 hit a sandbank near her home port of Southampton in southeast England. But after a brief delay, she was back on her way.